Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Steph Knight, singer, songwriter, musician, album design, my album covers, a lot of them, design my video. I do have a doctoral degree in law, and I'm an artist. I love to express myself. So here is the night.
You broke into two. Now I'm getting over you.
Remember that my song I'm Over You has been out for a month, and I hope you like the remastering. This is the last version of it. It will stay out forever. I am proud to at least have a personal achievement to have released that song. I released so many pop songs in the last 10 years. And, you know, I'm proud on a personal level to have done that. Even though in a lifetime I have not received much recognition, not for just my singing, my songwriting, for anything. I say that because it's the truth. But, you know, it's about I'm Over You, being proud of being an artist and being proud of being intellectual, even though I never was recognized. But I had to, you know, be proud of myself because I suffered a lot of struggling and rejections and a bit of, you know, victim of put downs and still dealt with, you know, crazy people who try to undermine my success or try to prevent me from being successful. But still, I feel good, you know. The truth is, you know, when I started out in my life, in the intellectual side was emphasized, and I didn't do too well in school because, you know, it was just hard to concentrate with too much trauma and tragedy and too many obstacles. And for a while, I didn't even think of myself that smart because I didn't do well, and I was not recognized for my intellectual talents at first. But that was okay. But my art side was there, drawing pictures and then becoming an artist. And not being accepted for who I was, and you know, and I developed my art side, so I thought that was where I fit. So I came to Hollywood to be a star, and I didn't get that big deal, and I didn't. Some people will say I didn't make it. So the truth is, I didn't make it. You know, I just made it on a small level. I didn't get that big hit. So it is very painful, but I will say that I'm proud of my talents and proud of what I've done. And yes, I may not be the most talented singer or songwriter in the world, but I know the truth is I can write a song, a good song. I have a gift for that, and I have a gift to sing. And I know people, you know, I have so many put downs. People say this and that, but it's not about that because I had to be positive. You know, they didn't, you know, and, you know, the thing is I have to be positive because, you know, you can't be negative. I didn't get that chance. And I came across very negative situations and people with, that no one would ever want to go through or come across, you know. When you have somebody who come across you for several years saying it, putting you down or obsessed for the wrong reasons, or trying to undermine my potential simply because I had ambition, it's very difficult to be positive. But I did. Now, when I say that, I don't want people to think or to question my judgment or what I say. Or I'm telling you the truth. So I know I'm a good singer, songwriter, and I feel proud of that. And, you know, I wrote Over You is for you, and it's professional. So, no, you know, it's all about positivity. And I know also that I'm, you know, intellectual side, I'm very much aware, and I'm a very intelligent person. Yeah, the truth is I'm not the most intelligent person in the world. I never said I was, but I don't have the desire to be. I have a desire to be intelligent enough. So I know I'm a very intelligent person, and I have nothing to prove to anybody, just like I have nothing to prove to anybody about my music or my songwriting, because it's been proven that I can do that too. So I'm proud of my talents, despite not receiving the recognition I deserve. It's been a tough life, you know, because if you have, you know, for someone like me who have ambitions and not seeing what I want over a long period of time, it could take a toll. And I know that I've heard people who go through those experiences, similar experiences, just give up because it just doesn't, you know, they don't want to deal with no more suffering. And I've seen people who lost their lives because they just simply don't believe in themselves to continue after having a very tough life. For me, it is to the persevere because, you know, no matter what is going on, you know, I only have one life. That's realistically and genetically the truth. And I came a long way. I think I've done a lot, so I have a lot to be proud of, but life is too short. I don't know how long I'm going to live on this planet, and there's no guarantee I will come back in this body or this mind that I have. So I'm going to make the best out of it because I'm glad I'm still alive because I'm able to see that I only have one life. So I'm going to do what I can. Even though life itself has been very painful, I'm still going to feel very good about myself and what I've done. I've been reminded that I've done a lot and I am so gifted, even though the world has not seen it. I felt that I have not been given a chance to go to the next level of my music or being exposed to people who put me down. But when I look at that, that's not me. It's just living in a unfortunate situation of living with people who don't have themselves and trying to take me down with them. The important point is for me to ignore those negativity and continue to believe in myself. Because the truth is, when someone puts someone down or be negative all the time, something is wrong with them. That is the truth. Maybe they're jealous of me and jealous of my talents. I do believe that to be the case. But even if it wasn't, I still feel proud of my talents. But at the same time, being talented and gifted enough, I also mentally came across that the world is too ignorant from, you know, in some ways for me to understand. When I see people who are been accused of several crimes, being very popular and could potentially be president of the United States by a large number of the population in the United States, then I realize I really don't want to be in a situation to be a part of something that does not understand. I simply cannot understand because that doesn't make sense. I'm going to elect somebody who's is troubled or being accused of something, of so many counts, and also what they have done when they were president, or see somebody around me who keeps continuously coming over here and do some kind of sickness and can't move on with their own life. So I realized that I'm not in that situation to where I lost my marbles or lost the ability to move on, because I'm glad I'm able to move on. Because I think that some of this had to do with me being famous on a small level, but being famous on a small level is just small level. It's not really fame. And the truth is I don't have no money and I'm trying to better myself. All my life I have struggled in so many things. So I'm proud that I survived it because I lived a life where if I look one way or the opposite way, I could have died or it would have been easy for me to give up. And I'm glad I didn't give up because I only have one life to live. So my talent is I can write and sing. So I hope you like my song, I'm Over You, because it's a positive thing. I'm just telling you what the truth is, the good and the bad, everything honestly has happened. And life itself in general is very difficult. The truth is, some people are just fortunate enough to have a great life financially or love, etc. And then other people are not as fortunate. But in spite of that, even though I'm one of those people who suffered a lot and have not experienced the fortunate life that I feel I deserve, or haven't, you know, with love and respect and peace and calm, and being recognized by the world for my talents, I know that the most important thing for me to do is to recognize myself. And also, you know, first recognize myself and appreciate and respect others' talents too. Because I had to be down to earth. There's no way I can critique someone's art or music or anything when my own life has been an uphill battle. But in spite of that, I am okay mentally and physically, down to earth, to appreciate my life because I have a lot to give to the world. And that is only one life to live. So remember, when someone's positive, always positive, that's where you go. When someone's always negative, that's where you stay away from. So I know I've done a lot, and I have gifts to the world, so I'm proud of my talents. And if you have talents or gifts in the world, be proud of yours too. And one thing is true, don't let nobody take your dreams away. But the other thing is, dreams are hard to get to. Sometimes a dream can take many years to get to. You know, just like schooling or, you know, being a lawyer, a doctor, or being a musician, it could take years. So don't give up. It's very difficult, but it can happen. I hope my dream comes true, but there's a possibility it won't. I'm trying to be positive because I believe my dream will come true and for me not to give up. So when I hear somebody put me down, put my singing down, put me down, or try to hinder me, then they're weak because they're negative. Stay away. And I have to stay away from negative people. You stay away from negative people. I have a good song that came out. It's a good thing. So I'm glad that I made that song, and I'm very glad to be alive. Because I only have one life to live, and no matter what happens in the future, I still have to appreciate myself as much as possible so I can appreciate someone else. Self-love is the way out. That's something I never had as far as love on the outside, but I'm glad that I found that was love on the inside. Because love on the inside is what carries us through. And I hope that I leave this planet on a good note. Because I hope to live a very long life. And I don't think about death because death is not something I think about. I'm too young to think about that. Think about just trying to be stable and be honest and live life on my own terms. Remember I told you in the previous podcast that one of the thorns at my side is dealing with ignorant people who simply do not tolerate people who live life on their own terms. There is prejudice on this planet against unique people or people who live to the beat of their own drum simply because of their outdated, ignorant beliefs or because they simply do not, they're too stuck in the past that they cannot see the diversity and the many talents and colors that this world has. And I was one of them. I lived life on my own terms, and that's why I came to L.A., because L.A. is, you know, Hollywood's where you can be an artist, you can be yourself, just like San Francisco. I didn't go to San Francisco because San Francisco was not a place for an artist, or it could be, you know, but I went to L.A. because that's where the music, the movie industry, because I was an artiste, but also it's a place where you can be yourself for unique people. And they live all over LA, you know, not just West Hollywood, but San Fernando Valley, Beverly Hills, etc. But even though I live in a quote-unquote blue, open-minded place, I came across people who are from other places and who are not as open-minded as the area is or as I am. My first stance with that is, I let them live and believe what they want as long as they let me live and believe what I want. They didn't want me around them, and that was fine because I don't deal with people who are ignorant or homophobic or ignorant about uniqueness or who too stuck up with a religion like, take Christianity and think that and revolves around everything and cannot see outside of it, or Islam or whatever religion, they're too normal or too limited to stay, they stay in the background, they live in their family background and don't know how to move beyond it. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's just that they need to learn to let other people who don't live like that live. You got to let other people live because there's always going to be somebody different than me and you, and there's always going to be somebody who acts differently, and we have to let them live because that's always going to be the case. And another thing I learned through self-love, if someone don't like me, or then I have to let them go. You know, there's always going to be somebody who ain't going to like me or you, and we have to move on. But in spite of it all, I'm dealing with people who are not as aware about uniqueness and diversity in the many different races and colors and religions, I still have to live my life. I can't let intolerance stop me. That's why I'm proud to be who I am, proud of my music and proud of my talents, and go for dreams, because I only have one life to live. Life is too short to give up. Good day, good night, from Dove Night.